Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Carradine. The new book is Righteous Strife, How Warring Religious Nationalists Forged Lincoln's Union. We're continuing the story from 1861, a very quiet period in the war. Battle of Bull Run is seen as a Confederate victory. There's not another major action that year. But in 1862, the bloodletting begins in earnest. Lincoln has in mind that the emancipation of the African, of the slave, of the freedmen who are held in slavery, that is now necessary or possible. But he spends the year building up that case and waits for a victory or something like a victory on the battlefield. What happens is the battles that are fought all that summer are inconclusive. But at the end, in September, there is a battle that looks like a strategic success, looks like it, although the bloodletting is ferocious on both sides. And Lincoln decides that he's going to issue the Emancipation Proclamation on the first day of 1863. That creates enormous, what we call pushback in the 21st century. And the professor now takes us to the conservative attacks and Lincoln's response following the Emancipation Proclamation. Professor, Lincoln has done what the first 3 years, 2 years of conflict thought was impossible to do. And the opposition is rallying. We need to talk of the opposition because it's peace Democrats called Copperheads. It's also pro-slavery voices. We begin with a man named from Ohio named Vallandigham. Who was he? Why is he important to the opposition?
Clement, and pronunciation in your hands. I say Vallandigham, but it could be Vallandigham. But Clement Vallandigham was the son of a Presbyterian minister, the brother of a Presbyterian minister, an educated man, a man of Presbyterian faith himself, who saw the war as just a chimerical struggle. It was a bloodletting struggle that could not result in victory. There was no way that the Confederacy could be constrained, could be defeated, and that the Pacific course, the right course for the nation, was to seek an armistice. And to come to the nation, to come to, for the Union to come to its senses and recognize that this was a struggle that could not be won. His own views are he's a white supremacist. That's not unusual for the time. He leads the charge in 1863 at the electoral charge in 1863 as a means in Ohio of overturning the administration's support and taking the governorship. And he runs for governor in 1863 at a time, as you rightly say, John, when the forces of opposition to emancipation in the North have grown as a result of the Emancipation Proclamation. Up until the Emancipation Proclamation, Northern conservative nationalists thought that Lincoln was on their side. They loved his overturning of the Framework Proclamation. They thought that Lincoln was essentially a conservative, that what he wanted was to return the nation to the Constitution as it had been before the war. So when Lincoln issues the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation in September of 1862, and then finally the Emancipation proper in January of 1863, they are are outraged at this, what they see as a betrayal. And they are galvanized into a political opposition. Vlandingham, as I, perhaps some of your listeners know, then ran into trouble with General Burnside, who had deemed one of his speeches while on the stump, while he, Vlandingham, was on the stump, to be treacherous, to be treasonous. And so he imprisoned him. And Lincoln was forced to intervene. It was a, attack on free speech, as the Democratic opposition maintained, or was it a legitimate action by a general who saw plain treachery? Lincoln saw the political embarrassment, and indeed banished Vlandingham to the Confederacy, from which Vlandingham then moved to Canada and fought the rest of the campaign from Canada. Vlandingham becomes the hero of Democratic, of Copperhead and Peace Democratic polemicists. The polemics of the Copperheads are second to none in the war. Not just verbal polemics, but graphic polemics as well. Their cartoons, their images that they use to make the point that Lincoln is a despot, a Puritan despot. He's an Oliver Cromwell figure. He is driven by bloodlust. He is driven by a despotic temperament. He will do anything now through the Conscription Act to force people to the front to fight an unpopular war. Assault on Lincoln from the Copperheads, and it has to be said, from war-supporting Democrats, reaches a crescendo in the last 2 years of the war. And the honors are shared in the fall elections of the March elections of 1863, and then again in the fall elections of 1863. So this is a very powerful force. It is, in respect of its religious denominational makeup, a significantly more Catholic proportionately than Protestant, but it has significant evangelical Protestant support in the border states and in the lower north. So I've one of the key things I want to demonstrate in my book is the ethical and religious underpinnings of the Democratic coalition during the war. The Democrats were, of course, a coalition, a rather divided coalition of pro-war and anti-war forces. That became manifest in the Chicago Convention, Democratic Convention of 1864. And they're also a fractured coalition because it's made up of Catholics and Protestants who are not natural allies. They're not cultural allies and not really, they may be political allies, but they're not cultural allies. And there's a good deal of, as again, your listeners will know, a good deal of anti-Catholic animus within evangelical Protestantism in the mid-19th century. So the Democratic Party is a fascinating party. It is, as I say, coalitional. And one interesting question, which I can't answer, I can pose it, it's a counterfactual, is whether the Democratic Party would have been a more powerful force in the Civil War had it not been so fractured, both in terms of its denominational makeup, and also in terms of its split between pro-war and pro-peace forces, factions. So a very, very important force in the war, and a force that is driven as much by religious imperative as it is by political.
The professor reports that at this time, 26 million was the non-slave population of the United States and 1.4 million Roman Catholics. Of the others, dominantly Christian, evangelical Christian, about 40% of the population. And the Catholic Church was present in the very convincing and irrepressible James McMaster. And when we come back, what is the significance of McMaster's jailing and then release And then he's right back at it with no retraction to make, not a single word. James McMaster, this is CBS Eye on the World with Richard Corradine. The book is Righteous Strife. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.